Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And of course, I am the one and only Don S. McClure. We have an exciting show for you tonight, and it is Friday, October 31st, and a happy Halloween to everyone. And be safe, because it's blowing wind like catastrophe out there. I don't know what to call it. And they say they even had snow in Wisconsin. And I think they're going to get snow in Massachusetts. So I don't know what to do with this. This is the first time in the history of Illinois that on a Halloween it's possible snow. And our Lakeshore Drive area had water coming over into the street, and it was hitting the north side of Lakeshore Drive where the cars were still trying to drive through, which I guess they needed a boat. But again, I mean, we've got some crazy weather. You can catch our show at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. in California, and 6 p.m. in Arizona. So those are the time frames that you can catch the fabulous, the one and only, on Halloween night. I don't know why I'd say that. Because I'm not a goblin. I'm a good guy, I guess. I don't know. I'm going to get me an outfit and go out. But you could catch me on a Friday at my show, the Don S. McClure Show. I hate it when I mess up and then start talking crazy because then I have to drink some tea. Tonight's show is sponsored by Day Spa 664, where you can get a mobile massage or pedicure or manicure from one of the greatest young ladies who does mobile services to all the fabulous hotels in downtown Chicago. So I want you to think about that when you're here visiting and dial that number or go on the internet and find www.dayspa664.com and you'll be able to get a great, great, great massage. Tonight, our show is going to be talking about some great things. We're talking about two subject matters. So we're going to talk about faith, and we're going to talk about respect for self, and I think you're really going to enjoy that because I dug deep into what the word faith means and added some words in between, and definitely self-respect because you have to have that for yourself. Our boards are starting to light up. I can see the blue lines coming in, and even though the weather is bad, people are listening in already, and I just love my fans. So they tell me that we have reached 22,000 and something. Let me find my board. This is crazy as heck. Let me take a look at this. Now, we got so much information on here. I think so far, where have we reached? We have gotten to, man, there's a lot of notes on here. Oh, 21,784 listeners. So, if you want to reach me, you can reach me at McClure, Don S, at yahoo.com, or Don's, D-O-N-S, dot McClure, at AOL.com, or on my business email, Don S. McClure, at DSM Publications, where you can find all of my fascinating and wonderful books And again, we have reached 21,000. And I've got to send some shouts out because that's just normal. I mean, I love doing that. And that's a great thing. And if you want to make a donation to our cause, the radio station, or some of the upcoming projects, just go to my website, hit the donation button, and you will be in with like Flynn, and you can just give us a donation if you want to and sponsor the show. So let's get a few shouts out before we start our show. My special shout out is to Joan in Chicago. She is reading my book To Have a Friend, and that lady has a dynamic job, so I know she's going to enjoy that book. And she's on the south side of Chicago, which I know she is enjoying. I definitely want to send a shout out to Tracy Drain in Indianapolis, Indiana, who just had a birthday, and I sent her a happy birthday wish. Happy birthday to you. Oh, I know she said don't sing. And to my best friend in Florida, Jacksonville, Regina Early Ballard, and to Arlene Mack in Atlanta, who is one of the greatest supporters that I have, and to Carolyn Brown in Chicago, a new fan, and to Melanie from Council Bluffs, Iowa, and she is a new fan who has been sending me some pretty encouraging words these last few days, and I really appreciate that and respect her support. And last but not least, Linda Castleberry Ford in Norman, Oklahoma, who is truly a supporter. And a happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Okay, all right. Wish to you. Now, I hope I didn't miss anybody. So without further ado, which is French, and I like that, adieu, let's get the show started after a quick PSA, and then we will talk about our subject matter, which, of course, is faith and respect for self. So let me get the lines lit up. We're going to play a quick PSA, and when we get back, we're going to start with our show. And actually, I got a really nice track. We got some upbeat tracks this weekend to play for you. But let me get to this PSA To Have a Friend, which is about my greatest, 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 greatest book in the world. I mean, it is really good.
To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written. In this amazing new drama, Joey is the brilliant and fascinating underworld figure every prosecutor, law official, politician, and other rising crime figure love to hate. It's up to him to keep his friend and his friend's family safe and uninvolved in this plan that he knows will destroy everything the loving couple have worked so hard to build.
Boom. I mean, man, that book is going to become a movie one day. And I got to send a shout out to Mitzi in Memphis. She wrote me on my Facebook page with friends, and I'm going to send a care package out tomorrow because she wanted to get, I guess, canned good items for people that weren't doing really well. We're going to start the show off with a track by Michelle E. Williams. It's the first time I've heard the track, and there's a lot of Michelles out there. I think she sings gospel and soul. It's one called I Know Who I Am, which is going to relate to our subject matter. So let's get it on, Michelle, and start cutting up tonight before the wind blows me away. And my little house and my dog Toto, too. All right, all right, all right. Here comes Michelle E. Williams.
Ed Will A. Paul, Michelle, Fonte, you come for it. Yeah.
Woo! Now you're talking about a track. When I was playing that the other night, I was actually talking to my best friend in Memphis, and I was listening to that in my headset, and he was saying, are you paying attention to me? Because he's writing a new book that I'm helping him work on. His name is Lieutenant Higgins, so I got to send a shout-out to him. But it was so funny because I was playing the track, trying to listen to him, and I kept saying, I know who I am. And he said, yeah, I know who you are. And I said, I know who I am. And he said, I know who you are. And I said, man, I said, that's a song. He said, oh, okay. He said, I know you, Don S. McClure. And he's a great guy. He's got a nonprofit group and a bunch of other things going on. And I really like working with him. But I kept saying, I know who I am. And he said, no, that's the song. Oh, man, you listen to the Don S. McClure Show tonight, Friday. It is the 31st. It is Halloween. And the number to reach me where you can listen to the show is 347-633-9376. That's the number you can dial. And I want to send a shout-out to the best person in the Massachusetts area, Rhea. I like that name, too, Rhea. That's very beautiful. She listens to my show every Friday. So that's a great thing. And we got a lot of listeners that hear my show. Like I said, we're up to 21,780-something. That's a heck of a lot of people on a Friday night. Now, remember, we were talking about faith, and we were talking about respect. And I decided to move the words around so that I could do one first and then do the other. So I'm going to talk about respect first. Then we're going to get into faith. And faith is really long. I looked up three or four dictionary terms, rewrote a few things so that we could get things going on. But it was just such an enlightening process to do because I learned a lot from that, even though there were some things I had to add and change and edit and put in there. But it was actually on time and on target and lit up, so we're going to think about that. The movie that we want you to make sure you get a chance to see is called The Kingdom of Heaven. It is starring Orlando Bloom, and it's really talking about his faith, how much faith he has to have, and so I really want you to look up that movie. The book that we want you to get from my website is called The Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance, and we're going to go into some heavy promotion for that, especially in 2015, because there's a big book signing coming up through Dominique Wilkins. It's going to be at the Ford Mall in Chicago, and I'm going to be there, and that's one of the main books I'm going to be talking about. So I want you to stick around for tonight. It is 7:14. We've got a lot of great music to play for you. Matter of fact, I'm going to play a track for the guys that's been – they got to have faith. They got to have faith, and the females, you know, you got to kind of respect these guys. Respect is a positive feeling of esteem, deference for a person or other entity, such as nation or religion, and I don't know why they wrote that, and also specific actions and conduct representative of that esteem. In other words, it's representative of what you feel about that person. Respect can be a specific feeling of regard for the actual qualities of one of the respected. Respect can both be given or received. But we're going to talk about that, and we're going to kind of get into that. But there's a track that I want to play by Rod Stewart called Some Guys Have All the Luck, because he's just not finding the girl that he wants. And he says he doesn't like walking around and seeing everybody else in love, and he's not. And I said, Rod, I understand how you feel. Sometimes I feel like that too. Some guys – anyway, I'm not going to sing. But I'm going to play this track by Rod Stewart. Yeah. Oh, okay. All right, I'm back. Hey, did you know my maid sent me an email? She said, "Mr. McClure, you have the luck. You have me. You have me. I love that Mr. McClure and Radio Girl sent me an email. They say, why you play that song? You know, you got us." But the song said a man said he wish he had a ring on his finger. Can you believe that? I guess that's pretty nice. And then he did say the word respect. But I like that. My emails are coming in and people are saying, I love you, Mr. McClure. You have me, you have all the luck. I like that, man. I like it. Hey, did you know what I did earlier before I get into the conversation? You know how you get these telemarketing calls from different people, right? So they called me, and I got tired of calling. So, and I know you're not going to like this, but I acted like I was from India. And I say, hey, I won $1 million. Where's my $1 million? And people on the phone said, you didn't win. I said, I did win. I have the letter. I want my money. I want to go back to India. And they got frustrated and hung up the phone. I said, man, good for you. Quit calling me. Anyway, we're talking about the word respect. It's a positive feeling of esteem for such a person or entity, such as a nation or religion, and also a specific action and conduct representative of that esteem that you feel for someone. Respect can be a specific feeling of regard for the actual qualities of the one respected, which means that if you find somebody that you really respect, you're not only admiring that person, but you're admiring the qualities that they got. I remember growing up when I would tell my mom I hated somebody. She'd say, you don't hate them, you hate their ways. And I said, okay, all right, I got it together. But respect can be both given and or received. It can also be conduct in accord with a specific ethic of respect, which means that your work ethics. But the thing is, even when you're doing business, like I tell my best friends, you got to have that respect for the other person, and they have to respect the talents and stuff that you do. I see a lot of people on the line, and they always are asking other people to support their projects, but they have to give that support back. I just bought a new author's book on Kindle, and I just wrote and told him, hey, I got your book, and I'm going to send that care package. So what you take in, you have to give back. Depending on an individual's cultural reference or frame, respect can be something that is earned. So in some cultures, respect is earned. It's just not given. Respect is often thought of as an earned or built over time in an individual's life, which, like I guess in your marriage, you keep working until you finally get that respect for each other. Often continued caring interactions are required to maintain or increase feelings of respect among individuals. Chivalry. You know, you ladies are always talking about chivalry. Well, in order for you to get this guy to be chivalrous, you've got to give him some respect so that he understands why he needs to do that. A lot of times they're just sitting in the car waiting for you to open up the door. It's like, okay, hey, wait a minute. You haven't been that kind to me this morning. You threw an egg at me, so why should I open that door? Oh, man, I kind of like that one. Bet that nobody throw no eggs at me. It contains the outward display of respect. Respect should not be confused with tolerance. That's what I was just talking about. She threw an egg at him, but she's still expecting respect. The tolerance level was, look, I know you're angry about something, but don't be throwing eggs at me. But think about that. I want you to look up the word respect. It should not be confused with tolerance. Just because you allow some things to go on does not mean you respect that situation. And I want you to think about that because respect is so important. These are the things that we talk about with our young people, trying to get them to understand what truthfully is respect. You know, when you got your pants hanging down, you're not only disrespecting yourself, you're disrespecting the people around you that don't want to see that. And I know it's a little thing that people think they could do and have 15,000 tattoos all over the place, but you got to think about what you're showing and what you're giving off as an image to other people. Now, it's free country. You can do whatever you want to do. But don't ask for respect if you can't give respect. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and the number that you can dial is 347-633-9376. That's the number you can get in on my show. And my board is lit up with some blue lights so people are listening. And a lot of times when I'm doing the shows, I'm always looking to how do we encourage people to do better. Well, having real faith and respect for self. Self is so important. If you respect yourself, no matter how bad the relationship is or how good the relationship is, if you respect yourself, you'll get a lot more out of it. And if you're not getting that self-respect back, if you can't have that from the person and they understand what self-respect is, then you have an issue, and you have to address that issue. But a lot of times I tell people God gives us exactly what we ask for, but it's up to us to manage and deal with it. So if you have self-respect for self, then you're going to make sure that you get the best out of life that you can get. And that's a point for me. So I want you to think about respect. And then we're going to talk about faith. I got a track that I really like, and it's the first time I heard this track. It's by Barry White. It's called Which Way Is Up? And he's like, hey, he's got some good pointers in there. He say, hey, I got a job because I have to have one, but, I mean, hey, I'd like to do some other things. But he's wondering which way is up. That's where the faith comes into play at, because he's questioning what's going on. And a lot of times I think we all do that. We question what's going on in our life every day. But you have to have complete faith that it will change and you'll be great, just like me, Don S. McClure. I'm just the greatest man in the world, the king, the emperor. But we'll talk about that later because my producer's shaking his head like, oh, okay. Which Way Is Up is by Barry White. And I want you to look that word up, respect, and see all the different definitions that you're going to get out of that. And then we're going to talk about faith.
that way.
That by Barry White. And if you listen to the words in that, again, he's talking about self-respect, getting it together so that he can have the kind of life that he wants to live. And the thing is, respect is earned, actually. It's not just handed away. So just like my man Rod Stewart say, hey, all his friends got a ring on their finger, and I think my finger's kind of bare there, so I don't know. I guess my maid will buy me a ring or something maybe for Christmas. Maybe I'll put that out there for a Christmas gift. Buy me a ring, get a shiny ring. You know, Don S. McClure's show. And my producer's shaking his head like, oh, my God. But actually, think about that song, Which Way Is Up? Whenever you get into a situation that's not healthy for you, think about it. And even though you want to hang on to it, if it's just not treating you right, then you know what you have to do with it. It may take you a minute, but figure out which way is up. And these are the things that we talk about seriously on a real, realistic basis. Again, I was looking at that word respect, and it says respect should not be confused with tolerance. So just because you stay in a marriage 30 years does not mean you have the respect that you need. Maybe you're there for the wrong reasons. And then again, maybe search out some counseling, do something. But there is a solution. Because, again, God gave you what you asked for. So if you don't want something, quit asking God for that. That just amazes me how people ask him for something, they get it in their life, and they say, well, I don't know. I just don't know. I'm like, hey, well, you got to think about what you asked for. But respect, that is one of the key things in relationships, business, friendships, lovers, whatever. You have to have that respect and respect their views as well as you respect your own views. Maybe they want you to call when you're out. Maybe they want you to just let them know you're okay. I don't know. But if you don't, you're going to have some issues. We're going to talk about faith after we play this quick PSA. And when we come back, we got some really nice music for you. We're going to, of course, go Latin as we usually do. I got a track that I love by this young lady named India. And like I told you last week, India is a very popular name with the Hispanic community. It's kind of like Barbara or Sandra or whatever. Oh, those are old names. Tamika or Lalika or whatever we use today. But anyway, let me play this quick PSA. And when we come back, I'll be ready to play some more great music. And we're going to talk about faith and see what you think. But I'm telling you, faith can move a lot of great things. I did a lot of research on it. It is 7:34. Let me play this quick PSA. And when we come back, we'll be ready to play some more great music and give you some more information.
We try to hide our truths about our mental and substance use disorders from the world, and sometimes from ourselves. Saying I'm fine is a facade. By facing our problems, recovery begins. And we are empowered to speak our truth. Join the voices for recovery. Speak up. Reach out.
For confidential information on mental and substance use disorders, including prevention and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I was leaving an exercise class.
All of a sudden, the pain started. My entire chest, shortness of breath, very fatigued,
nauseated. Thought that it was nothing much, maybe just stress.
You're having a heart attack.
I'm healthy. I'm young. There's no way it could be my heart. No way. Heart disease doesn't discriminate. Listen to your body. Go get checked. Heart disease is the number one killer in women.
And this is something that we can fight.
Visit GoRedForWomen.org to learn a woman's risk for heart disease.
And we're back, and you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am eating 5 candy bars that I bought for the children, so I hope they don't come by. No, I'm just kidding. Actually, 25 children came by already and got the nice little bag that I put together for them with a promo card. Can you believe, even on Halloween, I gave them a promo card to buy one of my books at www.dsmpublications.net. That's right, it's Halloween. I'm like Walgreens and everybody else. I mean, I want them to be happy, but I also want them to get my books. Because I got a new book coming out called Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, The Joy of Christmas, and that's going to be fantastic. So you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and we're talking about respect for self. And you know what? There's a track that I'm going to play, because when you go through a lot of hard times, and I talked to some friends of mine that are really, really having a hard time right now, but they're fighting their way back. I want them to realize that it does not rain forever. And once you focus in on what's tearing your life up or making you feel bad, start thinking about something different. Matter of fact, I like this track by Elton John called I'm Still Standing, and that's my theme song because I went through a heck of a lot of stuff after the economy went bad. But you know what? I'm still standing. I got my radio show, and I love my audience, and they love me, and we just all peachy keen and pookie pookie and nookie nookie and okay, all right. Let me play the song. Anyway, think about this song, I'm Still Standing, because no matter what you're going through, whether you're going through operations, whether you're going through whatever, you know that faith in God is going to bring you back and you're going to still be standing and you're going to be well and healthy. Hey, and you're going to enjoy life, because I know I'm moving to a warm climate. I'm tired of this cold weather.
I'm
what, when you think about that, whether you're getting a divorce or you lost your job and you're coming back, you're probably going to get something even better. So when you're still standing, everybody's going to look and say, you know what, I thought you had went down for the count. There's a movie called The Cinderella Man, and he's kind of too old to be boxing. But he makes his way back, and he wins the fight at the end because they thought he was just too old to do it. But he won because he wanted to support his family. A lot of times, you know, the guys were going through hard times, and it's not that they don't want to work or do something, but you're judging them by so many other things. But you got to remember, after all the dust settles, they're going to be who they need to be because they're going to still be standing. And rough times will come into your life, but guess what? You're going to beat them out. You're going to beat them out. You're going to be the best person you can be because you have self-respect. And once you have self-respect, you'll pick yourself up. And like I said, it's not going to be easy. It's going to be like we talked about last week, like a flower, like a seed. But if you keep planting those seeds, you're going to grow. And like I said, I got some friends of mine right now that are going through some trials and tribulations with divorces and stuff like that. But I'm telling them, no matter how difficult it seems, they're going to get past it. And they're going to look back next year and say, you know what? That was a bunch of junk, but I got rid of it. The one thing I try to tell them, you can't make anything happen that doesn't need to happen. So just keep being positive and think about that. You're listening to the Donis McClure Show. And, of course, I am the one and only, the greatest one in the world. Even God told me, he said, Don, I'm so glad I only made one of you. He said, I don't think there could be two of you. And I said, yeah, well, actually, there can't be. And he said, oh, my God. But anyway, you're listening to my show, and I appreciate my audience because they've really helped me get to some of the dreams that I want to fulfill. And I have to send a shout-out to Tina. She has been a big supporter of mine. So her name is Watina, actually. So, I mean, I got a lot of supporters. That's what I tell people. Don't always say that people don't support you. They just support sometimes what you got to bring them around to. Everybody knows that I love this girl named Lena in Texas. She can really sing. She's got a track called Your Love, which is our neo-soul stuff that we play. And she is really good. Matter of fact, she is so tight on singing, Anton Foran, who's a DJ, actually created a whole album called Lena. And I think it's dedicated to her. But let's listen to Lena, Your Love. She's saying, hey, look, I got to get my head together because I didn't think I'd fall for this guy. But I'm going to start respecting what he brings to the table. And I'm going to start telling myself, hey, it's what I asked for, so I need to get on track. And maybe by Don McClure ring at the end of the year, I'm looking for a ring to go on my finger. What about my finger? Anyway, my producer said, you ain't going to get a dime. But anyway, let's listen to Lena, my girl out of Texas. This girl can blow, and she's in the Neo Soul. And she's talking about having some faith in what she feels. now that's some Lena. Everybody knows I'm wild about Lena. I mean, she could really track. And that's what it's called now. It's tracking. And you're up to date. It's no longer music or CDs or DVDs or whatever. It's called tracks. That's pretty good. You know, we were talking about faith. Faith is belief that is not based on proof. That means it's based on your feelings. It can also be defined as confidence or trust in a person, a thing, a deity, even a view, or in the doctrines of teachings or philosophy, as well as confidence based on a degree of warrant. Now, you know, I want you to think about that. Faith involves more than the outward obedience to understanding its true meaning. That's what we're talking about when they talk about blind faith or just knowing that you have the faith that this person's going to treat you right or that you're in love or whatever it is. You have faith in these things. Faith involves more than the outward obedience to understanding its true meaning. What they're trying to say there is that don't try to figure it out. Just go with what you feel. If you feel that it's right, 89 to 90% it's going to be right. But also, it must be based on a deep personal understanding of pure teachings, meaning that you really understand what this faith feeling is, like she was saying in the song. She can't figure out why the love for him is still inside of her, and she made a mistake and let him get away, and even though they went through some changes, he was still the best thing for her. Faith can be declared not to be disguised by its own status or faith. Now, faith can be declared not to be distinguished or disguised by its own status of faith, meaning that you can't just use the word faith and declare that that's what it is. You got to truly understand it. But by the object of its faith, which means that you got to understand exactly what you're believing in and what you're feeling, rather than sometimes being passive. Because a lot of times we think faith means I just got to sit there and take it or wait for a message from God or I got to run around and see what's going on. Rather than sometimes being passive, faith leads to an active life aligned with leading ideals and the example of what you want your life to be. Now think about that. Rather than sometimes being passive, faith leads to an active life align with leading ideals and the example, meaning that find something you really believe in and hold on to that. Faith can be thought of as seeing the mysteries of God and his grace and seeks to know and become obedient to God's word. To some, faith is not static or stationary in motion, but causes one to learn more of God and grow in understanding in life and situations. That's kind of deep. So again, you know, when you're asking these things and you're really trying to get it together, I keep saying, God gives you everything you ask for. It's up to you how you deal with those things. So somebody told me I was going to become a minister one day. I said, you must have lost your mind. The word faith is often used as a synonym for hope, trust, or belief. The knowledge or use of faith must provide a strong understanding of self as required for spiritual growth. It is intended to lead to the goal of enlightenment. It's kind of like when I was talking about the age of enlightenment, which is in one of my books, and people were becoming more enlightened to what they could understand. And even the things that they couldn't understand, they were enlightened that you could have a feeling without knowing exactly why you felt that way. So again, I want you to look that up. I like the way that it's going so far. I'm learning a lot from this myself. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only. It is almost 8 o'clock. I got a track that I'm going to play by India, and it's a dance track, so get up, get your shoes to moving, get a glass of wine, and shake, 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 shake your whatever they say. I think it's tootie. I won't say the other word. But anyway, think about that, what faith is. This is a track by India. And it's from Gustavo, or Gustavo. He's in France, and he's a DJ. Actually, he's out of Italy. And this is from one of the tracks that they played when she's there live. So again, I want you to think about that while you're dancing around. Think about respect. Think about your faith. And just have a good time on a Friday night with Don S. McClure, because I'm enjoying myself. I think you'll really like this track. I played it before by India. and it is just awesome. It's called Talakadea. I think I said that right. If not, you're going to hear him say it. I was just, my producer was in the back trying to dance. I can't believe that dude is arms in there like a bird. But anyway, listen, that's a track that once we get this huge studio open up, people are going to be able to come down on a Friday night, not only listen to the show, but actually dance and have a good time and drink some tea like I drink. So I'm looking forward to that. We're going to be building our building fund, and yes, you could donate to that and be a part of something good, something growing. But that's going to give people in Chicago and Indiana and Tennessee and wherever else, they can drive in and have a good time on a Friday night. Pleasant enjoyment. And I got faith that it's going to happen. I've been working on the idea, and I just keep seeing this whole studio where people can come and dance instead of the little box that I'm in. They'll be able to come down and really enjoy themselves on a Friday, hear some great music, be on the air with me, and actually just enjoy their faith. You got to have faith, and you got to have self-respect. That's something that we really talk about. The things that you need to learn are the things that we look at. It is 8:04. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and of course, I am the one and only. Growing by leaps and bounds, I am Don S. McClure. And I like the sound of that name. Matter of fact, I got a company working on some patches for my family. And it's got the coat of arms that I designed. So you know I believe in family and I believe in being positive. I want to play a track because I want you to think about respect for self and also faith. And sometimes you have to question your faith and then come back to what's real. We're going to play a track by Luther Vandross. And again, I want my ring for Christmas. Somebody out there, and not just my maid, I want a ring. I want to do like Beyonce, put a ring on it. But anyway, I'm going to play this track by Luther Vandross, and I want you to keep thinking about your self-respect and what you think true faith means to you. I know what it means to me, but what does it mean to you? And let me know by email.
I thought some time alone was what we really need. You said this time would hurt more than it helped, but I couldn't see that. I thought it was the end of a beautiful story, and so I left the one I love at home to be alone. And I tried and found out that I'm nothing without you. I know better now, and I've had a change of heart. I'd rather have bad times with you than good times with someone else. I'd rather be beside you in a storm than safe and warm by myself. I'd rather have replace you. We got along just fine, but wasted time because she was not you. We had a lot of fun, though we knew we were faking. Love was not impressed with our connection, built on lies, on lies. So I'm here 'cause I found I'm nothing without you. I know better now, and I've had a change of heart. I'd rather have bad times with you than good times with someone else. I'd rather be beside you in a storm than safe and warm by myself. I'd rather have hard times. I'd rather have the one who holds my heart, who holds my heart. I'd rather have the one who holds my heart. Ooh, my heart.
Oh, every time I play that song, my producer gets tears in his eyes, and I get tears in my eyes. I'd rather have a 7.5 ring and an 8 on my hand. And yeah, I'm putting it out there. They say, ask for what you want. I want a gold and silver ring, and I don't care if you don't think I need it. Anyway. You listen to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only Don S. McClure. I like that song there, man. That's a song. It is 10 minutes after 8, and I am enjoying my show. I told you I love that song when I play that. And if you got somebody you really love and you think you fell out of love or going down the street of love or whatever, hey, maybe think about it. Rethink the thing out and let them know you're messed up. You're messed up and you got faith that you're going to come back. Ashley, and again, check out that movie, The Kingdom of Heaven, with Orlando Bloom. You will really like it. That's a movie where he finds his faith, and he actually goes to Jerusalem, where Christ is buried. So you really need to do that. And our Black History tip for tonight, they keep talking about Liberia and the Ebola, but did you know that the first African-American from America, born in Virginia, I think it's Norfolk, became their first president, and he became the president 7 times. His name is Joseph Jenkins Roberts, and this man was president of Liberia. He left the United States, went over there, did some trade and some stuff like that, and then at ending, he became their president. He was their first president, as a matter of fact, when they went over there. So that's going to be something that you really need to look up. Matter of fact, I'm looking for some information so I could tell you who he was. Joseph Jenkins Roberts was the 1st and 7th president of Liberia. He was president from 1847 to 1856. He was born free. He was never a slave in Norfolk, Virginia, U.S. He migrated to Liberia in 1829 as a young man, opened up a trading store in Monrovia, and later engaged in politics. He was born March 15, 1809, and he died February 24, 1876 in Monrovia, and he was married to Jane Waring. And his party affiliation was the Republican Party. Matter of fact, there was a lot of Republicans back then. But Roberts was reelected 3 more times to serve a total of 8 years until he lost the election in 1855 to his vice president, Mr. Benson. So, again, when he found out that there were 3,000 people over there, settlers, trying to settle the coast, he became the first president of Liberia. So now Helen Johnson was president. I don't know if she's president anymore. But that's just a little Black history tip that I wanted to give you, because I'm going back into promotion of the 28 Days of February project next year, and I'm really excited about that. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show on a Friday, and I want my ring, I want my ring. Oh, man, okay. Anyway, let's move on. Remember I was telling you about this track by Anton Foran, and it's an album called Lena, L-I-N-A, and you can find this track. He's one of the new DJs that's out there doing a lot of great things, and I think I'm going to become a DJ. But let me play this track by Anton Foran. I want you to think about faith and self-respect and think about what you want to do and the mistakes you've made, maybe apologize, and if you haven't, just move on with your life because it's going to get better. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show on a Friday. It is 8:14. Here's a track by Anton Foran, F-O-R-E-I-G-N. Yes, I said it right. It's an album called Lena, and you can look it up on Amazon. Thank you. Listening to these videos, I was like, man, I'd like that. And just imagine a large radio studio juice bar where you could come down, have a great juice, no alcohol, just have some juice, dance your head off, enjoy some great music on a Friday night. That's going to be smoking. I mean, not smoking inside the place, but smoking. So that's one of my goals for next year, and I'm telling you, it's going to happen. I have faith in it, and I want you to check your faith. We got a few more minutes to go. It's 8:20. I told you it moves by. And make sure you get one of my books at www.dsmpublications.net. It's the greatest place to get a book that I write. And again, keep promoting and doing and believing in what I do, and I'm going to reach the stars, and I'm going to take you along with me. But make sure you get my ring, 7.5, 8. I think that's what I wear. I don't know. I haven't had a ring in a while. I want us to attract why you think about faith and respect, and especially respect for yourself. It's called You've Been Good, Laura Wilson, and we're almost out of time. It's 8:21, so let me get this track to play.
After everything that I've been through, I can say, Lord, you've been good. Yeah, you have. And when I think about it,
I'm a back over by the fence. I see where you brought me.
Oh,
home. I can
Lord,
say,
you've been good to me. Yes, you have. When
life reality,
yeah.
Grace and mercy. You have forced me, covered me in grace.
Wilson. And what she's saying is God's been good to her. And I tell people, God has given me every last thing I've ever asked for. Now, whether you mess it up or whether you deal with it or whether you overlook it, that's on you. But again, faith and self-respect is something so important. And if you work on those two, you'll get rid of all the other nonsense going on in your life. Listen, I've enjoyed it. It's 8:24. I'm going to play this track called Hope, Wish, and Pray by my girl Lena. And that's almost going to be done for me for tonight. It's been a great hour and a half. I've enjoyed it. Make sure you get to my website, order my books. I've got a new one out for children. I've got a board game. I even got tea on my website. So you can get a lot of things from me, and I'm telling you, we're going to open up this large studio next year where you'll be able to come down and dance, listen to some good music, drink some healthy juice, and stay healthy with me, and just enjoy yourself. My favorite saying is enjoy life. That's all you have. And I'm going to play this track called Hope, Wish, and Pray by Lena. And I want you to think about everything that I've said to you and look up the words. Find out what they mean and apply them to your own life. See what you could do. But again, hey, I've enjoyed it. Let's listen to this track by Lena. Well, can you believe we got out of here on time? Enjoy life. That's all you have. Have a great weekend. That's it for me. I can't believe we got out on time. Hey, have a great weekend. Keep that self-respect and faith, and you'll be great. That's the end of my show for this weekend. See you next. I hate when she comes in my ear, 10 seconds. Anyway, hey, I beat her out this time. But enjoy your life and check out those words and the kingdom of heaven and my book, Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels.